As nuclear talks enter their final stages, negotiators prepare to stay in Vienna beyond the self-imposed June 30th deadline, as there's still a lot of work to do. A final nuclear deal is expected to include an approximately 20-page main text and some 60 pages of annexes detailing, among other issues, how Iran will limit the scope and level of uranium enrichment in return for the removal of economic and financial sanctions. Based on the parameters worked out in April in the Swiss city of Lausanne, an agreement will lead to a new UN Security Council resolution currently under discussion that will effectively annul all the previous Security Council resolutions against Tehran. Differences reportedly concern the process and timing of sanctions removal and an international verification regime.
There are a number of different areas where we still have major differences of interpretation detailing what was agreed at Lausanne. And there's going to have to be some give and take if we're going to get this done over the next few days.
Tehran says implementation of commitments must be reciprocal and simultaneous. Inspections of military sites or access to nuclear scientists, it says, are not acceptable.
We have some hurdles that we need to pass. And we have said from the very beginning that if all sides have a serious understanding of the realities on the ground and the need to move forward based on what we have already agreed, without excessive demands and with political will, we can reach a conclusion, and I hope we can.
The ministers are expected to resume talks on Tuesday. For the time being, EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini said political directors will continue working on the final draft. Mogherini said a long-term extension is not an option. The conditions, she said, exist for a good deal to be made in a matter of days and not more. I'm Homa Lisky for Press TV in Vienna.